Yeah, we're still continuing about our revolutionary series, our revolutionary, rather, series. Come on, let's just recap what a revolution is. It's an overthrow or replacement of an established system. Another thing that we've learned is about a revolutionary, that a revolutionary makes things new by bringing change and redefining history. So are you ready to bring change? Redefine history? Yeah, that's more like it. Now, today it's week 5, and on our week 5, we are becoming revolutionaries. We're going to learn on how to become one. We know about revolution. We know about what a revolutionary is. Now, let's become revolutionary. What does it take to become a revolutionary? Who knows this? Who's waiting for this? Hey, I'm waiting for it so much. We're going to look at a clip, just a trailer on Insurgent, because here we find different people who become revolutionaries. Here's a quote. Who wants to read this for me? Me? Come on. Who wants to read this for me? Come read it for me.
There are so many ways to be brave in this world. Sometimes bravery involves laying down your life for something bigger than yourself or for someone else. Sometimes it involves giving up everything you've ever known or everyone you've ever loved for the sake of something greater. But sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it is nothing more than gritting your teeth through the pain and the work of every day, the slow walk toward a better life. This is the sort of bravery I must have now. Tobias in Allegiant.
Thank you. Let's give her a hand. She did well. Amazing. Wow. There are so many ways to be brave in this world. Which way are you going to choose to be brave in this world? Sometimes it's for you giving up something for something bigger than yourself. I mean, we have a lot of people who are revolutionaries in this world, and they have sacrificed something. They have given something. And I just like Tobias when he says, this is the sort of bravery I must have now. It takes you, for you to be that revolutionary, it takes you to think like that, to be at that moment where you say, this is the type of bravery I need to have now. So let's learn from some revolutionaries. I'm going to divide you guys into 6 groups. So what I need you guys to do as a team, in your handout, just read the quote of that particular revolutionary and just write characteristics that you think that revolutionary has. All right. You guys are all supposed to be done now? Yeah? Okay. Can I have team 1 to come up? Just one person from team 1?
Our quote was, we cannot be sure of having something to live for unless we are willing to die for it. Some of the characteristics we said in order to live by this quote, I guess, is you need courage, personal conviction, determination or commitment, selflessness and a vision and leadership.
Give them a hand. That is amazing. Thank you very much. Wow. We cannot be sure of having something to live for unless we are willing to die for it. That's very profound. Can team 2 please come up?
So we had Dr. Martin Luther King, and he said, darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that. So some of the characteristics we saw was, it's not an eye for an eye kind of thing, and you have to be brave. Well, yeah, because he was brave in that time to say that, since it was racial segregation and stuff like that. And wanted goodness, plus peace for everyone. He didn't want revenge. So, yeah, that's what we got from him.
Wow, that's amazing. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. That's amazing. Can I have team 3?
Okay, so our quote is, be the change you want to see in the world. And characteristics was, he was a revolutionary. He was brave, caring, fought for what he thought was right, peaceful, and selfless.
Guys, come on. Be the change. I think because this hits home, you know? Be the change you want to see in the world. You know, you can't expect things to change and you're not willing to change. You're not willing to be that change. Can I have team number 4 to come up, please?
This is a quote from my grandfather. There is no easy walk to freedom anywhere, and many of us will have to pass through the valley of the shadow of death again and again before we reach the mountaintop of our desires. Some of our characteristics were perseverance, endurance, determination, bravado, stamina, dedication, patience, and yeah, Nelson with an exclamation mark. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And you must have stamina for to be stamina to be a revolutionary. There is no easy walk to freedom anyway, and many of us will have to pass through the valley of the shadow of death again and again before we reach the mountaintop of our desires. That is amazing. Can I have team number 5 to come up, please?
Our quote was, I have learned over the years that when one's mind is made up, this diminishes fear, knowing what must be done does away with fear. So our characteristics were, she had determination, she always wanted to know what was expected of her, she was courageous, and she was always one step ahead, and assertive, and brave, and she showed leadership qualities.
Wow, that's great. Just to talk a little bit about this woman, Rosa Parks. Who knows who Rosa Parks is? Oh, a number of you do. She didn't do anything that people can look at and think, oh, this is great, you know? She just refused. She was sitting in a bus. You know, in those days, there was a lot of segregation. So there was in the bus, there was seats designated for black people and seats designated for white people. So the white section was full. And the driver asked her to move so that a white passenger can have a seat in the black people's section. And she refused. She sat there and she refused. And she knew that her refusal is going to take her to prison. She knew that she will be arrested for it. But she did it anyway. But this was so great because she ended up working with people like Martin Luther King. So it takes a step to start a journey. It takes just one step to start a journey. She's an ordinary woman. Just an ordinary woman. And if you think you are ordinary, she's just an ordinary woman. And she did it. Can I have team number 6, our last team, to come up, please?
The quote is, if you have no critics, you will likely have no success. And our characteristics were, he's got a backup plan and he's confident, he's determined to succeed, he's persistent, he's got ambition, he's grounded, and he is inspired. So, yes.
Thank you. Guys, come on, a little bit more. Yeah. Well, if you have no critics, you will likely have no success. So criticism can be good. Depends on how you take it. Depends on how you take it. He was a great revolutionary as well, and this is what he says. Meaning he faced a lot of critics, a lot of criticism, but he made it at the end. Now, let's learn about what these people and how these people have been revolutionaries. Let's learn from Jesus' disciples. Okay, in your teams, Tabogo, please hand these out in each team, one each team. You're going to get these handouts. Just read through the passage. There's a passage from the book of Acts, and just write down what you learn about being a revolutionary from those passages. Can I have the first team, which dealt with Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 10, to come up, please. A representative, please. Team 1.
Okay, so we got the story of Peter and John going up to church. at a certain time to pray, and there was that guy who was lame, so he couldn't walk, and he was laid by the temple gates every single day by his friends, and he would beg for money. And John and Peter came to him, and he asked him for money, and they said, "We don't have money, but we'll give you what we do have." And they prayed for him, and or actually John or Peter took him by the hand and lifted him up, and his ankles were strengthened, and he could walk, and he went about praising God. So we said, what can we learn from this? And we said, first, courage and faith in God. Peter and John had courage and faith that when they prayed for this man, when they stepped out in faith, that he would be healed. Secondly, they challenged the religious culture of the day, in which you'd see the Pharisees and the religious leaders, and they'd come in their big robes and all their pomp and splendor, and they would pray, and they'd show you, look how many times I'm praying, or look how many days I'm fasting every week. But their lives would not change at all. So John and Peter were actually changing that. When you connect with God, results happen and lives get changed. We said as well that they were willing to give up everything for Christ. They were willing to become fools for Christ. Because imagine they prayed for him and nothing happened. Then people would be like, oh, look, Jesus, you know, God doesn't exist, or Jesus really wasn't who he said he was. But they were willing to step out in faith and believe that God would show up and meet them in their faith. They had generosity and love. How many times when that beggar lay there at the gates every single day, how many times in his life had somebody ever stopped to pray for him? The Bible doesn't say if anybody had tried to pray for him before, but we can imagine that nobody had ever stopped to pray for him in his whole life. And maybe that's why he was still lame, because nobody had taken the time to share God's love with him. So they believed in the power of prayer, and they knew their priorities. Imagine after praying for that guy and him being healed, they came into the temple late for church. Now imagine on your way to church this morning, there was somebody at the roadside who also was crippled. I know a guy down the road there who's on crutches, and I see him all the time. Now imagine I had stopped to pray for him, or somebody else had stopped to pray for him, and it made you late for church. Now what would be more important in that case, being on time for church or praying for that guy? So they were being revolutionaries in the sense of, why do we come to church? We come to church to learn about God, to praise God, to glorify God, and to connect with other believers. What they were doing in that moment, praying for that guy, was more important than getting to the temple on time to pray. So, yeah, they were really being revolutionaries in that moment.
Wow. Thank you, Sean. Wow. Can we have team number 2 who read Acts chapter 4, verse 1 to 10?
Okay, so Acts chapter 4, verse 1 to 10, it pretty much talks about how Peter and a few other disciples were preaching to people. They're talking to the people and telling them about Jesus. And then they were arrested. And then the next day they were taken to like a court sort of setting, and they tried to explain themselves. Well, the priest asked them to explain themselves. And the priest asked, "And by what power, by what name do you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well." So what we got from this is that, one, they never gave up. Even though they were arrested, they continued preaching about Jesus. 2, even though he knew that doing the right thing could get him into trouble, kind of like Rosa Parks, he continued because he knew it was the right thing. It was the thing that had to be done. He also knew what he was talking about. When the priests asked him, "Okay, so why are you doing this? By whose name are you doing this?" He replied, "By Jesus' name," and he told them exactly what he believed, exactly why he was doing what he was doing. He was also brave, and a very important thing about the scripture is that it says he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and that when we do things, when we lead, we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit, and that way we'll do even better than we would have.
Can I have team number 3, which read Acts chapter 4, verse 13 to 21?
So here is at the end of the council slash court thing, and I'm going to read the first line. It says, "Now that they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they were astonished." And now this is just saying that back in those days, not many people were educated, so the common population or amount were uneducated. And we got that these guys were, they had a lot of hope in Jesus Christ, and they were very faithful. They had conviction when they were asked, what shall we do with these men? For that a notable sign has been performed through them is evident to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. And we also said that it should be that they were fearless. So as a revolutionary, you need to be fearless. And nothing is impossible with God. And the one thing is Jesus Christ is always the answer. The end.
Awesome. Can I have team number 4 who read Acts chapter 5, verse 17 to 24?
In the passage that we read, these guys went to prison. And then, basically, they were in prison, and then there was an angel, and then they weren't in prison anymore, and the prison guards were like, where did these guys go? And they were outside, and they weren't in prison anymore. And they're all like, oh my goodness, how did these guys get outside of prison? Surprise, it was God. What? Basically, what we learned was that you should never give up. And also, you should stick to your guns, because while they were in prison, they were all like, praise God, praise God, and then they got out of prison because of the angel, and it was wonderful. So you should stick to your guns. I have a gun joke, but I'll tell you later. Also, remember that God's got your back, and have faith in what you're doing. So they kept praising God, and they were, I don't know if they were hoping to get out, but then they got out anyway, so yay them. Everything you do should be for God's glory, and you shouldn't take credit for anything, because they weren't like, oh, we got out because we're actually magical. They knew it was God. And you should do things God's way and not your way, and you should keep fighting and persevere. Yay.
And stick to your guns. Thank you very much, Shalom. Can I have team number 5, who read Acts 5, verse 25 to 32?
Okay, so what we had in the scripture is that the apostles were preaching, and they were spreading the gospel, and it was against the law at that time. So they came to get them, and they took them to the high priests, and then the priests were saying, why are you preaching in Jesus's name? And then so the apostles basically just said that we have to stand up for what God says, and God comes before men, so we have to obey God before we obey you. So what we learned is that we have to be able to face persecution, and we must be determined to stand up for what we believe in, and that that we mustn't fall to the standards of other people, and that if God is with us, then no weapon aimed at us can prosper.
Thank you. That's amazing. Can I have team number 6, which read Acts chapter 5, verse 33 to 42.
When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. But a Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in honor by all the people, stood up and gave orders to put the men outside for a little while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take care of what you are about to do with these men. For before these days, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. He was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing. After Judas the Galilean rose up and drew away some of the people after him, he too perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan is of man, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God." So they took his advice, and when they called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. Then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day in the temple, from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching that the Christ is Jesus. We learned that you should always ask God for guidance and show mercy to others, and never give up, and do what you believe is right and just, and you should be persistent in what you believe in.
It's amazing what you can learn from scripture, right? There is nothing that is not in the Bible that we're living in today. And I have 5 characteristics of a revolutionary. Firstly, it's know the goal. Know where you're heading. Know the end product, right? The disciples knew the goal. The goal was to spread the word of God. Spread the word, that was their goal. They knew exactly what they needed to do. And yeah, that's what revolutionaries do. You know what has to be done. Okay. Number two, join with others. As much as you know what needs to be done, what has to be done, you need to join with others. Ask people around you, people who have the same mind as you, to come and join you. Because no man is an island, and together we stand, but divided, we fall. So, the disciples had each other, and they had God. That's the most important thing. They had each other, and also they had God. If we were to combine forces, we would be unstoppable. Even Nelson Mandela was not alone. The disciples were not alone. Revolutionaries work together. As a revolutionary, you need to be willing to pay the price. Sometimes the price is your own life, just like this guy. He sacrificed his life. He started the revolution that the disciples continued on, that we are still saying we are for the revolution of Jesus Christ. And revolutionaries are willing to suffer. They're willing to say self die for the sake of the better, of the greater good. Number four, you need to act with courage. Act with courage. All revolutionaries had courage. All the revolutionaries that we read about, including the disciples of Jesus Christ, had courage. Including Jesus Christ himself, who started a revolution, they all had courage. Without courage, they wouldn't have done it. Without saying, I'm willing to step out of the boundary, to step over the boundary. Without them being willing to do that, they wouldn't have done all the things that they have done. So, be brave. The apostles were brave, even though it got them arrested. You know what they did? Even after they got released from prison, they went back to do the very thing that got them arrested in the first place. That's a revolutionary. So act with courage at all times. Number five, connect with God. Connect with God, be close to God. Understand who God is, and you can never do that without reading the Word of God. Connect with God at all times. Read the Word of God, pray to Him, talk to Him, communicate with Him, and you're on your way to becoming a revolutionary. A revolutionary is not a person who has to start big. A lot of revolutionaries didn't start big, they started very small. They had humble beginnings. So, know your goal, join with others, don't be alone, pay the price, be prepared to pay the price, act with courage, and connect with God. Those are the five things that when you have them, you're on your way to becoming a revolutionary. Some people are the ones who stand on the sidelines and say, yay, go ahead, I'm not willing to die, go on, you know? But I want us in this room to be those people who saying, I'm going to take that step and become that revolutionary in any right that you have. So, who am I? You may be asking yourself that question. There's nothing I'm willing to die for, but who am I to start a revolution? You are the one. A lot of people who started revolutions felt inadequate. A lot of people who started revolutions didn't think that they could. But God chooses the little of this world to make it big. If you feel inadequate, then you are the one to start a revolution. If you feel like you can't, you are the one to start a revolution. Let's watch this video clip a bit.
They may label you a radical. They may call you a rebel or a misfit or a freak, but deep inside you know what you are. You're a revolutionary. An uncommon people poised to shift a common culture. Revolutionaries make history. They're ordinary people like you and I who choose to fall out of line and dare to do extraordinary things. Revolutionaries birth reformation. And revolutionaries are not common, but I'm not speaking to common people tonight. Revolutionaries birthed our nations. They said, give me liberty or give me death. That was their battle cry. They understood the cost and purchased freedom with their own blood. You and I only have one life to live and one life to give. Every breath you breathe will be sown into something. For most, it's sown into little or nothing. But for the revolutionary, that's unacceptable because obtaining the ordinary is offensive. The revolutionary craves more. They hunger for reformation. True revolutionaries long to see heaven invade earth. They understand that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing and forceful men lay hold of it. Revolutionaries are forceful men. Revolutionaries are not common, but I'm not speaking to common people tonight. Revolution is born in the heart of the revolutionary the moment they find a cause worthy of sacrifice. You and I have a cause worthy of sacrifice. We carry the greatest message this world has ever known: faith, hope, and love. It's a revolutionary message with red letters. Revolution doesn't come cheap. It will cost you. Sacrifice is the fuel that feeds the fires of revolution. For the revolutionary, the cause is worth dying for because nothing else is worth living for.
A revolutionary is an ordinary person who does extraordinary things. Well, a revolutionary craves more. They hunger for reformation. They long to see heaven invaded, invade earth. They live a radical life, show the world a radical love, and speak a radical language. They will label you a radical, a rebel, a misfit, a freak, but deep inside, you know what you are. You are a revolutionary. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. We thank you, Lord, for this time that you have afforded us with. I pray, Jehovah, for each person in this room, that, Jehovah, you help us find that one thing that we're willing to sacrifice for. One thing that, Lord, we're willing to say, I'm willing to die for it. Let us be revolutionaries in our own right, in your space, Jehovah. Let us be revolutionaries that are led by you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for each young person in here that, Lord, as they go through the journey of life, help them, Lord, to be assertive and stand for what they believe in and stand for the right thing. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that in everything that we do, you are there and you're forever present. Thank you, Lord, for making us revolutionaries and for bringing this series to life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right. Next week, we are going to learn how to think like a revolutionary. Okay, it will be done by Genevieve. Thank you very much. See you next week.